Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on this Wednesday morning. We've got a fantastic show today. We've got something very special for you on the program today. I'll tell you that after the prayer. Let's begin with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I closed with that prayer yesterday, and I thought how appropriate it would be to open with that prayer. I can't emphasize enough to you the importance of praying to the Holy Spirit, of asking Him to guide you, of asking Him to help you as you go throughout the day. He is really going to come through. Now, before I want to let you know that Dave Parker is not with us in the studio today. I'll talk about that in a minute. But before I do that, I want to let you know what is happening on the show today, because it's really great. We will be joined by our friend Tony Agnese. He's a Catholic podcaster. He's a broadcaster. He's an author. You have heard him on the show many times. Tony will be here to join us to share something and to share one of his recent posts that I think you're going to find very interesting. It's called Three of Me. Yes, there are three Tony Agneses. We're going to hear about that story also on the show. And this is special because this just came about last night. I mentioned that I was trying to work on a guest for today's program. Sometimes these guests come through at the last minute. I depend on the Holy Spirit. Well, He delivered big time. We're going to be joined today by Father Joseph Mary Wolfe from EWTN. He's one of the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word. You know him well if you've watched EWTN for any length of time. Father's going to come on to talk about the final days of Mother Angelica. Now, you know, probably he gave the homily at Mother's funeral. He knew her very well, and he was with her in her final days. I thought this would be an exclusive look for us into the final days of Mother.
Wow.
Frank, good morning.
Yeah, just wow.
Yeah, I know. This just came about. Father wanted to come on to talk about Mother Angelica. We love Mother so much at this station.
She's just so inspiring as a person. I can't imagine what that would have been like to be there as she went back to the Lord.
Yeah. So Father's going to come on and share some thoughts about that. Also, at the very end of the show, in the last segment, I'm going to have a special request, little announcement, a little heart-to-heart talk that I'd like to have with you, because you mean so much to me personally and to us at the station. I want to have a little talk with you, so I hope you can stick around for that. That's all to come on the program, plus our usual assortment of music. Frank Eliason, it is you and me in the studio today. We are without Mr. Parker.
Well, we're not really without. He's been with us. He's been with us.
How, Frank?
On my ride in today, he called me.
Wasn't that very thoughtful of Dave to call you?
Yeah, I don't think he knew it. I got to hear him in the background. So, I think we refer to that as a butt dial.
So, yes,
I know he's awake and certainly most likely paying attention to it and moving some things. Moving a lot of things, it seemed like, while I was listening.
Well, wasn't that nice of Mr. Parker to call you in that way? And we know he's listening right now, so Dave, thank you for that unintentional phone call to Frank.
Always like to hear from Dave.
That's right. But he is not with us. He is on the road. He is back home for a little bit. It's good for him.
Good for him to get back to Erie and, to be with some family. So shout out to Dave, and, we always miss you.
No, we do. So, Frank, anything going on in your life? Did you have a good night last night?
Did I have a good night last night? Yes, I got to hang out with my youngest, and that's always fun. Made sure we got to 7-Eleven.
Did you get your Slurpee?
We had to take some books back to the, to the library, and I drove a few minutes, and eventually they're like, "You're going the wrong way." And I said, this is the right way, right? And I played stupid, which is easy for me.
I wasn't going to take that cheap shot.
And so eventually I pulled up to 7-Eleven, and, they're like, "What are we doing here?" And I said, "Well, what's today's date?" And they actually said 7-Eleven. I was like, Wow. All right. Good. You got the date right. That's because in the summer, that's a little tough for kids.
So they didn't know. They didn't know about the free Slurpees.
They had no clue about the free Slurpees. And you know, they walk in. They had all these Slurpee cups. Yeah. All excitement. Came out at that point. But one issue is my youngest got cotton candy Slurpee.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It seems so wrong to me. None of them got cherry, which
cherry's that's my favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Which I had issues with. And so there's Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker now dinging away.
Yeah, the message from Dave Parker is, what? Had no clue. Well, now you do, Dave.
Yeah, we like to tell you on the air. But anyway, they got a blue raspberry, which, okay, that's a normal, that's been around for a while. And then the other one got cotton candy, and I really couldn't understand that one. But, anyway, other things going on. Got a text last night. They're going to be coming today to paint the towers here at Holy Spirit Radio on 1570 AM. So those who listen on 1570, when they do get here, we'll put an announcement out there, but we'll have to go down to lower power to allow these gentlemen to safely climb the towers. And, it's really tight. I would not imagine doing this job.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be painting it hopefully – they'll be done today, maybe tomorrow. It depends on how long it takes them. I really don't know. This will be my first time experiencing it. But, it's one of those things that they'll be climbing away to do. So for those that are in the 1570 area, at one point, for the safety of those workers, we are going to actually have to go to lower power so they can safely climb those towers. But you can always listen at HolySpiritRadio.org.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. You are going to take pictures.
Oh, yes.
I just can't imagine that kind of a job. So
I definitely could not do that job.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the people that do this, they travel around the country doing this, right? That's all they
this
do?
This is what they do, yeah. Wow. And they climb 200 and some odd feet. And, these towers are basically little triangle-like things. Maybe not little to some, but basically they climb straight up and straight down and paint it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing this. So it would be interesting to watch.
Mm, mm.
The last time they were painted, which was a long time ago, it wound up being on the front page of the Bucks County Courier Times. Or I don't
really?
Know if it was front page, but it was in one. And you saw the guy climbing at the top of the tower.
Wow.
And so it was a long time ago, but it was a very interesting thing to watch.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. Frank, let's take a quick look at the weather while we have a minute. Today, we're going to have isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Wow, great weather to be painting towers, right? I would imagine they don't paint if we're
that's
in the
right.
midst of thunderstorms.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why it may take over one day because of storms
right,
and stuff.
Right, that's reasonable. So then partly sunny for the rest of the day with a high near 92. Tonight, more scattered showers possible, mainly before 10 p.m., then mostly cloudy with a low around 77. Tomorrow, Thursday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. So there's your updated look at the weather on Spirit in the Morning.
And tomorrow it's going to be quite hot.
Yeah, we want to mention that too, right?
Yeah.
We want to be careful about
that. Exactly, and especially for our senior citizens who and anybody who may not have access to air conditioning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a day that you really need to be in the air. I think it's going to be about in a high of 97. So, but even beyond that, it's going to be the humidity that's going to be another big issue. It's going to definitely feel hot and sticky. So make sure if you do not have access to air conditioning, that you're staying in a cool place, you're staying hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know of someone like that, check in on them.
That's a really good
idea.
Be
a good friend.
Yep. And as you mentioned that, I'm looking at the forecast in more detail. The heat index tomorrow is projected to be as high as 103. So that's hot with that combination of heat and humidity. All right, Frank, let's take a look at today's gospel. It comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his apostles, wait a second, Frank, I am on the wrong gospel. Bear with me a second. It happens every
night. You're on the wrong gospel.
I am. I was ahead of myself. I was reading yesterday's gospel. Okay, now we are better. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Frank, when we look at this list, Jesus is about to set up the structure for his church. Jesus is founding a church, and he's going to build this church using 12 leaders. These are the guys he picked. You've been in business for a long time, Frank Eliasson. Would you pick guys like this to lead your church, which will have to last for all time?
And you know, it comes down, I was thinking about this. It's kind of interesting. I was thinking about this on the ride in today, because one of the things, you know, we all struggle with is, you know, having faith in the Lord. Mm-hmm. At times, you know, I need something, I ask for something. Yep. He had faith in them.
Wow, good point.
And, you know, and so it's kind of one of those things as you think through your own life and your own, how do we have faith in those around us? How do we have faith in the Lord to deliver what we need to do? He had faith. He had faith in people. One of the things about Jesus is, you know what? He didn't hang around the perfect people. Mm-hmm. He hung around sinners. Mm-hmm. You know, he hung around people that, you know, may not have been perfect. Yet we struggle, like, you know, in business, we always look for, oh, we need the perfect candidate.
Exactly.
We need the perfect business.
Yeah.
And no, we need the right person. And he got the right people. So these are the things that really happen in everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yet we read it in the scriptures and, like, yeah, get our guidance there.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's really crazy.
And essentially what we happen is 12 guys who said yes.
That's right.
That was their main qualification. They said, all right. And Mother Angelica has talked about this. She said they were too dumb to know what was being asked of them. You know, they trusted in them. I mean, they had their moments, but they said, all right, we'll go with it. We'll leave our jobs. We'll do whatever. And we also know there's also something to remember in here. Jesus chose Judas as one of the 12. He knew what was going to happen.
Absolutely.
So don't panic whenever you look at somebody in the church, even in the leadership, who falls. It's all part of the plan. Jesus knows it. We are all imperfect sinners. Guess what? It's all going to work out in the end. When we come back, Tony Agnese. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 12th. Today we celebrate Saints John Jones and John Wall. Today's saints were martyred in England in the 16th and 17th centuries for daring to openly minister as priests. John Jones was Welsh. First ordained a diocesan priest, he joined the Franciscans at age 60 and returned to England 3 years later when Queen Elizabeth I was at the height of her power. John ministered to Catholics in the English countryside, often using an alias, until his imprisonment in 1596. He was executed 2 years later. John Wall was English-born and educated in Belgium. After his ordination in Rome, he entered the Franciscans and was given permission to work secretly in England. In the year 1678, a local Anglican had worked many English people into a frenzy over an alleged papal plot to murder the king and restore Catholicism in England. That same year, Catholics were legally excluded from Parliament. John Wall was among those arrested in the last large-scale persecution of Catholics in England. He was executed in 1679. John Jones and John Wall were canonized by Pope Paul VI in 1970. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Places, broken souls with smiling faces, fighting for surrender, for now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from me, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, if it hurts but you can't find healing, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When I need to be superheroes, photoshopped, all size zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining. There's hope on a new horizon. Call it new, it's calling. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Stars Go Dim with a great reminder for each of us this morning. You are loved. God loves you. He loves you as if you were the only person who ever existed. You know, it sounds like a cliche, but try to spend a little time thinking about that today. It is really important. All right, we are joined now by our friend Tony Agnese. You can find him online at TonyAgnese.com. He is a blogger. He is a storyteller. He is a podcaster. He is a little bit of everything. And according to his subject today, there are actually three Tony Agneses. Tony, good morning.
Hi, Gary. Yeah, you know, when we sit back and we think, there are three versions of us that play in our heads all the time. There's this me that I was, and me that I am today, and then there's this me that I'm meant to be. Someone once told me the definition of hell is on the day, on your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become.
Wow.
That me we're meant to be. So there is a me that God means us to be. And oftentimes people get hung up on this me of the past. They can't get rid of the past. They cling to the past. Anger, resentment, all of these things that keep us from living in the moment, that we continually dwell on something that may have happened years ago.
Right.
And what we need to do is find a way to get into the present and live in the present so that we can become the person in the future that God intended us to be. So, you know, there's an old saying, we need to exhale the past and inhale the future if we're going to be there. So, you know, for me, Gary, getting a glimpse of the me I'm meant to be from God, and a lot of us get that glimpse in our life. For me, when I got colon cancer, this soft-focused world that I lived in of expectations of other people became very, very sharp and clear. The priorities aligned, and I saw this person that I could be. You know, when you decided, Gary, to go into full-time ministry, I'm certain in the discernment of that the Lord gave you a glimpse of the me you could be.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we need. That's what we need to be working toward.
Tony, you know, one of the biggest struggles that many of us face, and that was very well put, by the way. I think one of the biggest struggles many of us face is living in the present moment. We know we have to do it. We know it's all we have. The past is gone. The future isn't guaranteed. What advice do you have for somebody who is struggling with that? How do I live in the present moment?
Well, we first of all need to not waste our time dwelling in the past. There are people that just can't let go of the past. Me, on the other hand, I was always in the future. My calendar is planned 2 years in advance. I know what meetings I'm going to have, but I'm so concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow or planning for tomorrow that I fail to get into the past. What really helped change that for me was my grandson. All of a sudden, being near him, being with him, watching him grow and so forth, brought me to a realization that I need to stay focused on the present. Life happens in the present.
Right.
You know,
right.
Life happens in the present. And then we need to stay focused on Jesus. In Hebrews 2:12, it says, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. And he is always faithful to us and is always there to help us accomplish that goal. In the jail ministry that I do, there's a morning prayer that I share with the inmates. Jesus, help me get through this day.
Wow.
And become the person I want to be.
Right.
You know, a lot of times with addicts and so forth, getting through even a day is difficult. And so if you can give a person in prison, a vision of who they could possibly be, and then to get there one day at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One forkful at a time. And then, you know, you got to break it.
That's true, Tony. You know, and I think as someone who speaks a lot about overcoming anxiety and someone who deals with anxiety, I've dealt with this throughout my life, I find that one of the best approaches is to take one day at a time. Just make it through today. And that's, as you said, you do one day at a time and eventually you have a complete life. But when you try to get too far ahead of yourself, it can get difficult. Tony, I want to ask one thing. In Luke's gospel, one of my favorite verses is the words of Jesus in Luke 9:23. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke's the one who emphasizes that word daily. We are going to have daily crosses, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, crosses and even distractions, bad relationships, problems at work, even something as silly as a traffic jam or that person putting on their makeup in the car in front of us going 20 miles an hour below the speed limit. We need to avoid distractions by having our eyes set on the prize. And the prize is thinking of what is above and not what is on earth. We need to focus on the Lord. And we need to take up that daily cross, mm-hmm. whatever that might be, and follow Jesus. And then finally, the final thought there, Gary, is that, you know, we need to pray. The way we get through these things is to spend some time with the Lord.
Right.
You know, and the prayer can be as simple as, Lord, help me become the me you meant me to be. Help me to release the past, the fear, the anger,
right.
the depression, and to not worry about the future,
right.
the anxiety and things that happen, but to stay focused on you, to stay focused in the future, to ask for your help, to avoid the distractions, and to do, as you mentioned in Luke 9:23, is to just kind of take up your cross daily and follow Jesus, and he'll help us through.
And that's one thing that we sometimes forget. We call ourselves followers of Christ, but if that's the case, then we need to follow him. If we look at his life involved a lot of suffering. You know, and that's the thing we sometimes forget. We want to avoid the cross, but the cross is crucial. It's the way for us to get to heaven. But he's not asking us, as you said, to do it by ourselves. He wants to help us along the way.
Absolutely. You know, I always say there are a lot of people that are fans of Jesus. What you truly want to be is a follower of Jesus, and there's a big difference.
Exactly. Tony, we have a couple minutes left in this segment. Tell us a little bit, I'm excited to hear this, about your upcoming book. It's going to be out soon, isn't it?
Yeah, book's coming out in September. It's called A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. There are a couple of hundred stories. I always say it's a great bathroom book because you can always just go one story at a time. Or it's a great book that you can just pick up and read a story or two. Each of the stories has scripture attached to it. Each of the stories has some questions that you can reflect on at the end. It makes a nice book, too, for like a Bible study or a men's group. And it'll be out in September. On my website, TonyAgnese.com, if you go there, you can click on a little button that says, let me know when it's out.
And oh, great.
We will send an email out to those people, let them know that it's out, and we're going to offer autographed copies and a little bit of a discount and free shipping to those people who are first to get the book. So I'm excited about that, working on that. I haven't been doing a lot of weekly writing since we've been trying to get the book completed.
Sure.
But I will be back to that here shortly, and just really enjoy, you know, I have no qualifications, Gary, beyond my love for Jesus, but sharing that with people.
And, I'm with you, brother. But you know, today's gospel, we heard about the apostles. Look at who Jesus chose to build his church.
Oh,
on, right.
He picked a ragtag bunch of misfits and. And as we talked a month ago, there were all, you know, a bunch of fishermen.
Gosh, that's right. That's right.
Who could you pick a better group, right?
That's right. Tony, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Hey, I'm going to be out in Cleveland next week. Maybe I'll catch up with you.
You get in touch with me. I'll buy you lunch.
Oh, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Tony, you're a great blessing. Tony Agnese, you can find him online at TonyAgnese.com. Thanks for being such a regular guest on Spirit in the Morning.
I love it. God bless your brother.
God bless you as well. Tony Agnese, you can find him online at TonyAgnese.com. Always love it when Tony comes on. He's just got such a refreshing point of view. He makes such practical points. I think so many times we get lost in, and we overcomplicate our faith, but it really can be simple, and the Lord really is in it with us. I think that's the point that Tony was trying to make, and I think we all need to remember. He's with you today. So whatever you struggle, whatever you're facing, first of all, he loves you and he is right by your side. You know, I tell you that every day, but it's easy to forget that when the problems arise. All right, so we're going to take a break in a few seconds, but I want you to stay tuned because we will be heading down to Birmingham, Alabama to speak with Father Joseph Mary from EWTN. He's going to reflect on the final days of Mother Angelica. Don't miss it. Let your friends know. We're coming right back.
I'm Jacob Popchek with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Donald Trump Jr. is saying that his meeting with a Kremlin-connected lawyer is the extent of his formal contact with Russia officials and associates. Trump Jr. said last night in an interview with Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel that he, quote, has probably met with other people from Russia, but insisted that he did not attempt to coordinate to impact the election or to try to damage Hillary Clinton. A top Senate Republican, meanwhile, says a revised version of the party's health care bill will likely retain two tax increases President Barack Obama levied on wealthier Americans to help pay for his expansion of coverage. Number two Senate GOP leader John Cornyn says, quote, "Where we are now is that the bill would keep Obama's 3.8% tax boost on investment income for couples earning $250,000 annually. It would also retain a payroll tax increase of 0.9% on those same earners." And turning to church news, Pope Francis has issued an apostolic letter motu proprio by which he created a new category, distinct from martyrdom, under which a servant of God might be declared blessed, oblatio vitae, or the free offering of one's life. The letter, referencing Christ's words in John 15:13 that no greater love has man than to lay down his life for his friends, distinguishes the new category from traditional martyrdom through several criteria, but largely relies on how a subject would respond to a single question. Does the case of the servant of God in question consist of a heroic offering of his or her life up to death for the sake of the supernatural love of God and also of the Christian virtues, at least in the ordinary degree, on the occasion and to the effect for which the subject's offering of his or her life was made? With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Author J.R.R. Tolkien wrote the popular books The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings series, all of which have been turned into feature films. At a press conference, the stars of The Hobbit noted that the stories inherently reflect Tolkien's Christian worldview. For instance, Sir Ian McKellen, who portrays Gandalf the Wizard, said, "The message I think that resonates in the books and films is this. Yes, the world is organized by people who are extremely powerful, but they are entirely dependent on the little guy. And it's impressive that Tolkien, who's been through two world wars, accepts that it's not the great people we build statues to through whom the world is changed. It's the ordinary people who measure up in the moment." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you? I can't feel you now. No, 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 no. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak or strong, you meet me here. When I'm on my knees, on my knees. Oh, it starts with me. Try to work outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. But I'm so tired, I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me back. So I know it's yours. Where I belong on my
starts with me, Tim Timmons. Great advice for us. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to have you with us today on the program. Well, we are very blessed to be joined by someone who is very special to us here at Holy Spirit Radio, Father Joseph Mary Wolfe. He is the EWTN chaplain. He is somebody, if you watch or listen to EWTN, you are very familiar with Father Joseph. I wanted to have him come on the show to talk a little bit about Mother Angelica. Father knew Mother very well, and especially I wanted to focus on her final days. I know there's a lot of interest in the final days of Mother Angelica. Father Joseph Mary, welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Good to be with you, Gary.
Thank you so much for being willing to come on the program. Father, I have to ask you, before we start talking about Mother's final days, we have a lot of listeners. Her program still airs daily on Holy Spirit Radio. What was Mother, and I know what you're going to say, but what was Mother like off the air? Similar to her on-air personality?
Oh, yes, she was on-air what she was off-air, yeah. You know. So she wasn't afraid to, if she had to, blow her nose on TV.
I love
it. So she was who she was, yeah. And she was just a wonderful, remarkable lady, really. And you think about it, I sometimes think back at all that has been accomplished. Mm. And how the network reaches the whole world now. And she started with $200 in faith, and that's all she had. But that was enough with God.
Yeah, yeah, wow, what a story. Now, Father, you originally went down to EWTN as an engineer?
That's right. I had seen her in Dubuque, Iowa, where I was living at the time, and they were having a lot of technical problems. And she said, as you can tell, we need an engineer. So I was... wrestling with a vocation at the time, I thought, well, maybe I can sort it out this way. And so I wrote to her and said I'd volunteer to help with engineering. Did that for 2 years, and then Mother began our community because she realized, although the nuns were involved in the early days, that their life was one of prayer. Mm. And she founded our community to be the spiritual support for the network.
Wow.
So that began in 1987, and the Lord gave me many signs that that's what he had he wanted for me. So it's been quite an adventure, really, really an adventure. When you go to serve the Lord, get ready for an adventure.
That's for sure. Well, Father, we're glad you said yes. I'll tell you that much. Father, we often struggle with suffering. We sometimes struggle to make sense out of suffering. Why do I have to go through this? Suffering was a very big part of Mother's life, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, she said something. We were sending around a radio clip, this was shortly before she died, of something that she had said on a program where she said that she had told the sisters she wanted to live as long as possible. And they were saying, why do you want that? Mm. She said, even if it took medical intervention. And she said, well, you don't realize the value of one more offering, one more act of love for God.
Wow.
You don't realize the value of that. And truly that was, you know, she spent like the last 8 years of her life in bed.
Hmm.
And yet there was a beautiful, you could see this beautiful thing happening in her own soul that she really touched people who got to see her in her last years, really moved them. And she often couldn't say anything.
Hmm.
But she would give you a blink or a nod or a smile, or she'd hold your, squeeze your hand. And it affected people. It affected a lot of people.
Now, specifically, and you did such a great job with the homily at Mother's funeral mass, but specifically the last few days, you were with her. Could you share a little bit about what exactly went on?
Yes. So, you know, Mother had been in bed for the last 8 years, I think it was. And when you're in bed that long, your bones begin to deteriorate.
Mm.
So that happened shortly before her death. It was actually a break, I think, in her femur or hip.
Wow.
And it was just that her bones had dissolved, you know, in a lot of ways. So she was in a lot of pain, and there wasn't really much they could do to relieve that. And it was actually Good Friday when her pain was its most intense. It was on Good Friday. And I went to her room because you have the veneration or the adoration of the cross. And I took the crucifix off of her wall in her room. And I held it up to her lips, as I had done many times over the course of the years when she was still active. And it always deeply impressed me how she lovingly kissed the cross. It was like you could see this was a kiss for someone she deeply loved, but it was wow. also a sorrow for what he had endured, but a tender, tender love. And so for the last time, I did that on Good Friday, 2016. And that was the crucifix that was on her coffin. And then, so she was in great pain on Good Friday. But then on Holy Saturday, her pain alleviated somewhat, and she was more calm. But then Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, I get a call at 5:30 that Mother was not doing well.
Mm.
So I rushed over, and the sisters were already gathered around her bed, praying their divine office there. And I did the prayers for the dying and
yeah.
the apostolic pardon and all of that. And then she was doing a little bit better. So Father Miguel was also up in Hansville, and at 3 o'clock he said, well, let's go over and see how Mother's doing. So we went over there, and the sisters were praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we joined them. And then it was actually about 5 o'clock that she breathed her last. And, you know, it's fitting that Easter Sunday morning is for our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
His resurrection, that's the focus. But because she died on Easter Sunday evening, during the octave of Easter, you cannot do the office of the dead.
Right.
So we had to do the Alleluias and all of that during that week, which messed up some of our plans that we had. But that was fine, of course. That was wonderful. And we actually had to do some last-minute changes for the solemn vespers for her funeral.
That's typical mother style, though, isn't it?
That's right. It was a rite of faith, you know, that growing up on a farm, you're used to everything kind of being in order and you do things the best way. But mother,
yeah.
she would take risks.
Right.
If she knew that this is what the Lord wanted, she would go out there and she would do it. And if she looked like she was foolish, that was fine.
She didn't care, did she?
She didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, what a powerful story. And I think, Father, when we look at her life, and by the way, thank you for sharing those intimate insights, because you got to see something that most of us we're unaware of. We lost sight of Mother, and we really missed on we missed out on those final years. And it's thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Because we often run away from the idea of death. We don't want to talk about death, but in reality, it can be a beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. It was. It really was beautiful. And really, her funeral, and even, you know, we had prepared a little orchestra and a beautiful choir for her funeral mass.
Right.
And one of the people that was involved had been a fallen away Catholic, and just the graces of that week brought that person back to the practice of their faith. And there were many other people, too, who had tuned in. I remember a man who had said that, well, he heard that Mother had died, so he wanted to see what was going on. And just the ceremonies that we had and the graces of that week brought him back to the practice of his faith. So it really was something beautiful because she had lived her life all for God. And as I said in the funeral homily, you can only understand Mother Angelica to understand Mother Angelica, you have to understand the one that she loved with the passion of a bride.
Wow. Yeah, she really had that personal friendship, that close, deep friendship with Jesus, didn't she?
She did. And I knew that when I first came to work in engineering. And we always prayed before the live shows, the crew
right.
did. And at that time, there was only like 20 of us.
Wow.
And we would take each other's hands, and Mother said this prayer that I just knew. She knew the one she was talking to.
Mm.
It wasn't a prayer at God. It was a prayer to the one she knew and she loved. And we just had a sense of that.
Yeah, that's the thing about Mother that always touched me. And she's responsible for a great deal of my conversion, even though I never met her personally. I knew that she knew Jesus, and I wanted to know him to that level. You know, it was so obvious.
Yeah.
So she has affected me in a very deep level, her life. And in fact, this station was founded because of a request that Mother put out there. She put out the request that we need more Catholic radio stations. So in 1999, this radio station was founded to proclaim the good news. And we are still here, Father.
Yes, took a step in faith, and Mother said we always, God likes to begin small, and then if we're faithful in the little things, it continues to grow, and and we learn to trust in God's providence, and I'm sure you've seen that too. Like Mother and the sister said in the early days, just in time, you know, providence will arrive just in time.
Right. I don't like that, Father. I don't like that personally. I want a little extra time, but I know that you have to learn to trust in Him. I want to ask you something before we let you go. You knew her for a long time. Can you say what the greatest lesson you learned from Mother is?
I think it's just that. It's just trusting in divine providence and living in the present moment. That was another essential point of her spirituality, that what is God asking of me now? You know, we don't have to have everything planned out, organized, and prepared before we step ahead. That if we feel that God is calling us to something and we've discerned this and prayed about it, talked with others perhaps, we go ahead and we trust in God.
Yeah, and if it's coming from the Lord, it's going to work. I think Mother has said that. If it's not, it'll fall apart, but that's okay.
That's okay, too.
Yeah.
Right, then you know. You've got an answer to that question.
That's right. Father, I know you're very busy, and I really want to thank you for taking some time to speak with us. It means a lot, and I'm very grateful that you would join us this morning. Before you go, could you leave us with a blessing?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord give you peace, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Joseph Mary, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning today.
My pleasure, Gary.
Hey, Father, before you go, I want to let you know that I scored some big points with my family, my wife Eileen, and my daughters Mary and Elizabeth. They love you, so they're very grateful that I had you on today.
Great.
Thank you again, Father Joseph. God bless you, my friend.
All right, take care.
Father Joseph Mary from EWTN, Frank Eliason.
Wow.
Powerful interview. I killed the break. Because I didn't want to go to the break and stop him.
Yeah, how could you go to break? You know, just to take all that in.
I got chills.
Yeah.
Just processing that. I mean, just to hear him talk about Mother.
Oh, but you were with me when we were down at EWTN.
That's right.
And, you know, when you're there, you feel it. You know, when you're at her crypt, you feel it. You're just putting your hand there and, you know, touching it, you got that sense.
You know, Frank, it's really easy for me to sit here and say this station was founded based on a request by Mother Angelica. It was a leap of faith, but I wasn't here at the time, so I really can't take the credit for that. You want to talk a little bit about what happened with this station? And because this is amazing that we are here, this station was not founded by radio people, right? I mean, this station wasn't founded with a lot of expertise. This station was founded based on faith.
It was totally on faith and divine providence in many ways. So, you know, what basically happened was Dale and Jane heard Mother Angelica make this call. And around that same time, this 1570, where we're sitting right now in Doylestown, was up for auction. And so they went and bid on this. Now, to know them, I would never expect them to do anything from a communications perspective. You know, they're humble people. You know, the homily this week with Archbishop Chaput was meekness and humbleness. And that's how they are. You know, they're not ones to be like, look at all the great things we do or any of that. They don't want to do any of that. They just want to do the right things. And so anyway, they bid on this station and they lost the bid.
Okay, end of story, right?
Exactly. Okay. Now, I guess that's our answer, which is actually how they walked away. So it's really interesting that you talk about Mother Angelica saying, you know, hey, you know, sometimes you'll get your answer, and it may be no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got their answer. Their answer was no.
Right.
Okay, move on.
We tried, right?
Exactly. We tried. We thought that's where we were supposed to go, and it didn't work out. A few weeks go by, they get a phone call. The bidder that won the station backed out.
Wow.
And so now all of a sudden they became the owners of what is now Holy Spirit Radio. And for myself, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, when, you know, I just recently was married to their daughter, and, you know, one of the funniest things was at our dinner during, you know, I guess the night before our wedding, you know, there's a huge discussion about computers and technology and I'll never need this. Actually, it wasn't even then. I think it was when they met my parents and my dad and her dad. Oh, I don't know why you'd have computers. You know, I don't understand this. This, you know, it's not something I'm ever going to do. Not a year later, you know, he has a station. But the way I found out was not through them. It was actually through my own mother who called me and said, hey, your father-in-law just bought a radio station.
Mm.
And I basically think I responded something like, you're crazy. No, it's not him. It's someone else. It's a different Dale and Jane Meyer. And she's, no, it's them. And so, you know, eventually we did ask them and actually, yes, we did buy a radio station.
Wow.
And now all of a sudden, you know, they had to have computers. They're doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, think, you know, this was not what they were due. This is not what they're trained to.
Right.
And what's amazing is, you know, we were involved, you know, obviously somewhat from the start, but, you know, picked up our involvement in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing watching like Dale with his computer, knowing exactly, you know, doing all these things, running a radio station, putting in these spots. It became who he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it became a very powerful thing. But it is also interesting because you could tell that this is not what he's never been about people knowing it. You don't hear from him. You mm-hmm. don't hear from them to exclaim, look at all the things we've done. You don't hear any of that. You know, they stay behind the scenes. And I think we all can learn from that.
That's right.
We can all take in, you know, that approach. You know, it wasn't about anything other than delivering this need and trying to bring people into faith.
Yeah. God's calling me to do this. I don't know how to do it, but he's going to give me what I need. That was how it was approached. And look at the success of this station. 1999, we are still here. Frank, I want to share this with you mm-hmm. because this is amazing. Father Joseph was not planned. I didn't have him planned in advance to be on the show. This just happened yesterday. Didn't really plan to have this discussion. Check out the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from Job, of all places, the book of Job. Job 42:2. I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be hindered. If the Lord wanted a radio station here, that radio station was going to be successful. And I think that's what we all need to remember in life. With God, all things are possible. It's easy to lose sight of that. Now, I want to talk directly to you listening to the program at home or wherever you are. Now, Frank's going to stay with me. I mentioned at the start of the show that I had a special request that I was going to make. You don't hear me ask you for too many things on the program, right? I want to tell you, you are very special to all of us at Holy Spirit Radio. We are so grateful that you're listening and that you are making us a part of your day. We are very grateful, and we are doing this because we want to help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. That's why we are all here. That's why this program exists. That's why this station exists. We're not just giving you facts. You can get facts from news stations. You can be entertained on radio stations. What we want to do is we want to teach you about the faith. We want to entertain you. Sometimes we're unintentionally entertaining here on the program, but that goes without saying. But the deal is what we're trying to do is draw you closer to Christ. We're going to try to give you the information that you need so you go talk to Christ and you have that relationship that Mother Angelica had with Jesus. That is possible for you. And when you do that, you're going to see the peace in your life will grow astronomically. So with that in mind, we need you. We need your help. We are asking you to join our team at Holy Spirit Radio. We do accept donations here. We want to take this station to the next level. We really do. We want to reach even more souls, but we can't do it without your help. So I'm asking you today, I'm not asking you to give up your rent money. I'm not asking you to use the money that you need to pay for your daily expenses. God wants you to be, he knows you have expenses. But if you can afford something, if you can afford to make a donation to Holy Spirit Radio, we really need it. Now's the time. Don't put it off. It's very easy to say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm asking you to do it today. Frank, we really want our listeners to be, they are a part of our family. So we're in this together. We want to go out and reach more souls.
I think it's first and foremost, you know, it's for those that can't afford it financially, keep us in your prayers.
Yes.
But for those who can afford it financially, it is something that can be extraordinarily powerful. We try and do things at the lowest possible cost. And I'll probably suggest lower than the lowest mm-hmm. possible cost. We try and do things in the right manner mm-hmm. in everything that we do, and we're very careful about that. But at the same time, you know, eventually I'd love to be able to even get another radio station. I'd love to cover more area,
right.
Cover the full Philadelphia area. You know, I'd love to be able to bring in more local programming and develop more programming. You know, all these things have costs to them.
Right.
And it's not something that we can easily just jump at. And then there's other pieces, like we were talking about painting the towers.
There you go.
That's a pretty big expense that is not something that you would even think about. You know, you have equipment that can go wrong. Yeah. That getting that fixed can be extremely expensive.
Right.
You know, we put in a new backup transmitter down in Coatesville. If the main one goes down, it takes over. That's a huge expense.
Mm.
And so, you know, there's things like that happen all the time. And, you know, if we want to grow this, if we want to bring people more into the faith, and that's really what we're designed to do. People can look at our schedule and they can wonder, where's this all come from? What are we striving to do? You know, and what's interesting is if you go through the schedule, obviously you have key things, mass and whatnot. But we also try to split up things like, yes, we have talk shows where people call in. You know, and I think there's value to that because people can call and ask their questions. But then we actually have a strong mix of educational programming. Mm-hmm. That is because we want people to grow deeper in their faith.
Right.
And we actually carefully choose what goes on every day, you know,
right.
throughout. It's not just simply turning on the EWTN feed. It is actually looking through and programming in various things so we can actually give you this selection that deepens your faith.
That's right. And that's how this show came about. We saw a need. We decided to come up with this program, and here we are. So here's what I'm asking. You're not going to hear this again. I'm not going to make it a habit of doing this, but I'm asking you to help us today. If you'd like to partner with us, if you're able to, Frank, where is the best? How can we make a donation? What's the best way to make a donation to help take this station to the next level?
The easiest way is at holyspiritradio.org. You can do credit card donations there without a problem. You can call us if you prefer. Some people prefer that. Please do. We love hearing from people, and that's 215-345-1570. Although you and I are on the air right now, so
that's
I'd
right.
suggest
so be
a
patient.
Bit.
Yeah, wait till the show's off the air.
But anyway, you know, it tells you how lean we run.
That's right.
You know, the two of us are sitting here on the air, and so you know, these are the things to know about and really understand. But you can call, always do that, or just mail us a check. You know, you can mail that to P.O. Box 798, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901, and I'm doing that all off the top of my
head.
That's
very good.
So I hope I'm completely right. Oh, it's right there. It's right above me.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's a variety of ways you can do it. You can do it, you know, and then the other piece to it is if you work for an employer that actually does matches, you know, certainly put in that information as well. Because that's a great way of doubling your, and that's not just us. You give money to any type of organization. I don't care what charity it is. If your employer matches, take advantage of it. It's great for the charities.
Yes. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your response. And please assume that the Holy Spirit is talking to you today. I'm a big believer that the Holy Spirit has us say certain things for a reason. If you could make that donation today, we would be so grateful. Join our family. Help us out. Let's take this to the next level. For more information, visit holyspiritradio.org. I thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for all that you do for us here at the station and for your support of this program. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you, and he's going to help you. Just make sure you say hi. On behalf of Frank Elias and Dave Parker and everyone at Holy Spirit Radio, thank you for listening. God bless you.